Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It's kind of a different YWC football talk. It's a live on location episode. I'm here with guests from last week. Look, we're in person now. Myself, David Morrisudi. David, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Trying to stay warm. Trying to stay a little warm. It's a little chilly out here.
And obviously, we're on location at the East Final for the East Final in Montreal against Toronto on Saturday. Excuse me. What are your big keys for both sides of the ball for going into the game?
Yeah, I mean, let's start with Montreal because, you know, they impressed a victory for them over Hamilton. I know that that one, maybe everyone expected Montreal to win, but it was supposed to be a close matchup. But I think what they did well was obviously force the turnovers and capitalize on those turnovers. For Toronto, you know, every team makes mistakes, but, you know, they got to find a way to capitalize and keep that off Argo's offense off the field. And, you know, a big one is going to be using that running game. They got to find a way to keep that defense off the field. If you're Montreal, you don't want to be giving that Toronto defense extra chances to get off the field, sacks, interceptions, whatever they like to do to get off the field. They're a unit that struggles a little bit when they are out there for a long time and teams start to build drives on them. So if you're Montreal, that's something you're going to have to do. For Toronto, I mean, it's knocking off that rust early and then getting off to a good start is important. Like, the last few weeks, they've had some slow starts here at home. They find ways to just get back into it. Montreal will definitely try to make sure that any slow start they have, they're going to keep their try to keep that momentum from going the Argos way. The Argos are also a good team at making adjustments, so they just got to make sure they keep it close, especially going to the second half. They're definitely a way better team in the second half, and that's going to be important for them.
How much do you think crowd factor is going to play into the game on Saturday?
I mean, you know, from the defense, they're gonna feast off that crowd. You know, on offense doesn't really need. Yeah, they'll like get the energy from the crowd for sure. But I think offense, it's gonna be interesting to see if you know, a lot of Montreal fans show up and try to throw the offense off by getting a little more noisy. But I do think that for Toronto, they're gonna benefit a lot from having a crowd like this. They like the crowds they usually have, even though they're not as big. So I think they're going to really enjoy a full house, getting that energy, and they got to build off that energy. That's the whole point of having on the field.
I feel like, too, like, obviously we saw it in the game against Calgary earlier this year. Obviously, it was an electric game. Javon Lee came winning punt return. But that was the biggest crowd of the season so far, 17,000. So I think an extra 8,000 to 10,000 or even 12,000 fans on top of that, I think it's going to make a huge difference. Obviously, Jack Kelly's had a huge part for his regular season success. You've got to speak to him. Does he seem just dialed in, or what are the vibe you're getting from him?
I'm getting that. Jack Kelly vibe that he's been business all season. Like, he has been, and you know what, that's what you need, right? He has to have that mentality as a starting quarterback and as a leader. I think the big one for Jack Kelly is, you know, he's played in the Grey Cup. That Grey Cup experience, I think, will loom large for him, being in an intense environment, you know, win or go home situation. He hasn't started one in a while, and I did ask him, you know, last time it's been a while, right? Yeah. Back to his college days, where he's played at the game where all the marbles are laid down, right? So, but I think the important one here is that they've kept that mentality each and every game. Every game has an importance, every game has a significance. Even though the last few weeks they've meant nothing to the Argos standings-wise, it still means something to keep that mentality of that 1-0 and not treating any game different. And I think if they can keep that mentality, that's going to be important.
And ultimately, I want to ask you this. Look, we have two games. This is a winner-take-all. Winner gets to go into the championship. Who do you think is going to win the game on Sunday?
You got to give the Argos. You know, they went 16-2 for a reason. They made sure to let people know in the East, you know, they are the crown. They are the crown jewel of the East. They are the team to beat. So I think Montreal, I think the first half is going to be a real battle. I just don't know if Montreal's going to be able to sustain and have the adjustments, because Toronto will feast on mistakes.
Yes.
I think that could be an issue for Montreal in this game. You know, Hamilton didn't really take advantage of Montreal not having the greatest offensive game, right?
Yes.
You know, Toronto can easily put 40 points. They've done almost pretty much that this whole season, putting up 40 plus points. We haven't really seen that for Montreal too often. Again, their offense went toe to toe. I just don't know if they are going to be able to.
That's exactly how I feel. And quickly, I got to ask you as well, out west, BC, Winnipeg. Just, who do you think is going to win, or do you see a rematch with them? Last year's Grey Cup, or do you think it's going to be a battle of Golden and the Lions?
I've been going back and forth, ping pong all week. Part of me likes what I saw from BC against Winnipeg. I think they got the offense to go up against. I just think, though, Winnipeg, they got that ground game. They're going to do their best to keep BC's offense off the field as much as possible. And I think Burnham's going to have a very different pass rush before. I'm leaning Winnipeg, but it's not a confident lean because I think BC has shown us they're a different team.
Myself, Christine right here, I'm going BC Lions. I've had a feeling about them all year. I don't know what it is. And also with Winnipeg, they haven't looked like a Winnipeg of old, so I feel like this could be a chance for them to slip, but at the same time, too, if we're seeing a rematch in Hamilton next weekend of the 2022 Grey Cup, it wouldn't shock me at all.
Wouldn't shock me. I mean, I will say this about Winnipeg. They haven't looked their best, but off paper, that's one of the toughest offenses to stop. BC's going to have to
Well, anyway, guys, live from BMO Field, David Morisuti, Griff Ortigon, thank you for listening to this very impromptu live on location YWC Football Talk. Enjoy the East and West Final, everyone.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.